Welcome to The Sage Sayers, my bi-weekly podcast on business communications tips and strategies and ways to find and see the gift in life's challenges. I'm your show host, DG McCullough, Debbie Gardiner McCullough. I'm an executive communications coach from New Zealand based in the state of Wisconsin. Each episode, we help you feel a little less stuck and the challenges coming up for communicators in these very trying times. And we interview those who've reinvented, triumphed, and used effective communications with themselves and others to bring positive life change. Season 4, Episode 9. When it comes to leadership presence, we often look for those in business or perhaps even politics as leaders in the space, as those who we can learn from when it comes to showing that we know what we're talking about and that we're confident in ourselves, our words, even our bodies. But what can we learn from fashion models? I asked this very question to a fashion model named Gina. We met in Chicago, Illinois, when I was shopping in the department store, where she was hired to walk around in an absolutely stunning gown. I noticed that Gina seemed very, very present to me indeed, and she was completely open when I asked her questions as to how. So listen in and enjoy this week's very unplanned, 100% unscripted episode. So I'm here today with
Gina.
Gina, I'm Debbie, and I'm a coach, and I coach executives on leadership presence, and I love to ask strangers how they stay present, and you caught my attention because we're in Neiman Marcus on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
And you floated by as I was shopping or looking to shop in this beautiful gown, and it's absolutely stunning. What are you wearing?
I am wearing Gabriella Hearst. It's one of their evening gowns.
Yeah. Stunning.
Leather, beautiful.
It's leather? I thought it was organza. No,
it's leather.
What kind of leather? Good grief.
That I'm not sure of.
Well, it's stunning.
Thank you.
And the other thing that caught my eye is just your presence as you floated. Your eyes were straight ahead. You were walking with intention. But you were in your space. I could tell you were in your space, in your zone. But when I engaged and said, what a beautiful dress, you look amazing, you engage right back. So I wondered, many people I coach are looking for that moment where they're in their zone, they're present, they're focused, but they're able to engage with their audiences. What's your trick? How do you get to that stage?
I would say first, definitely just mindfulness and practice, even if it's in your everyday life, and just notice. I try to just notice things around me, start noticing just the shirts and the dresses, and even if I'm in my own mindset thinking, like, oh, I think that's pretty, I think that's not, I still know in the back of my head before I start walking, okay, my goal here is to walk around and to engage with people who have, so I have to know things about the dress, I have to know it's leather, I have to know the price, I have to know the brand, and I just keep that in the back of my mind, I know it, so while I'm walking around, I can start just to keep noticing the things around me. It definitely helps without having any distractions, without looking at your phone, without anything like that, because I think that really makes you seem more isolated, because people are less likely to approach you if you're looking at your phone.
It's so true. But there was also something else. Can I share what else I observed?
Sure.
And absorbed? You were standing very straight.
Yes.
And your facial expressions were very neutral.
Yes.
Tell me more.
That's something I've practiced, is to make sure I'm standing up straight.
As a model, that's part of your job.
As a model, I make sure that I have my back straight. It's something that I actually try to incorporate all the time, since it is such a habit and you have to build those muscles.
I'm standing straighter as I listen, bringing my pelvis in straight forward a little bit, bringing my shoulders back.
Yeah, it's something that definitely over time has gotten better and better and better. But yeah, and then facial expressions. It's something you just have to be mindful of when you look at when you're at home and you look in a mirror for 5 minutes. Mm. You just have to realize, oh, this is what I look like when I'm just every day. If I walk past the mirror and I'll look at, I look really angry. It's just noticing. It's not something you have to make a conscious effort to think about it, but you don't have to go out of your way to work on it. It's something you can just always have kind of in the back of your mind.
So it's really interesting you say that. So it's in the back of your mind, but I think as I remember the first time I noticed you, your eyes were neutral, your mouth was neutral, there was no smile, but there was something warm about your eyes. And I bring that in because when I've coached students, when I've worked as an MBA school professor of communications, I had many students resist the guidance to smile at your audience, even gently and subtly, in the opening and then again at the outro of your message, especially your recorded one. And they resisted, saying, that's forced for me right now. But I said, well, smile, think of something pleasant or calming. Think of your message, think of your audience, think of how you want them to walk away from your message and what you want them to think about you. And then smile with your eyes. What say you with that guidance?
Yeah, it's something that in the model world we do talk about is the smize, the smiling with your eyes.
Oh, so there's a term.
Yeah.
I just kind of made that up. I just kind of pulled that from the air. But there's actually a thing there for modeling.
There is, and it's something that, as uncomfortable as it is, you have to sit down in the mirror and just, again, you have to notice. Like, I think about it, it's like you're pulling just like your cheekbones back with your muscles. But
say yeah. The word again.
Smize. Smile in eyes.
Smile in the eyes.
Something, yeah, like you said, it does create that warmth.
It does.
Create that approachability without having to have this big
cheesy grin.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that is so beautiful. And final question. If the money, people are busy, they're rushed, we're all exhausted. That's why I'm here this week on a retreat. How do you muster the calm and the presence when you're just busy and you're going from one thing to the next? What's your practice?
I would say my practice would have to be breaths, just taking a moment and realizing, taking a few breaths and then going, okay, what am I here for? What am I doing?
Mm.
What's the end goal? What's the point of this?
And what is the point of this?
Well, for this is to engage with people and be friendly and walk around the store in order for all the associates to get a view of these different outfits by getting
yes.
So
yes. Oh, and I thought I said it was the final question, but I had one more. I noticed the gaze, I noticed the neutral expression, I noticed your calm inner presence, but I also noticed the way you were walking. Tell us, you're wearing really gorgeous shoes. I might have to ask about those. Well, which brand are we talking about here?
Same one, Gabrielle Hirst.
They're amazing. For my listeners, they're ivory, white, and black with a beautiful bold buckle, two of them. And it's got a nice wedge, which is quite different to the Birkenstock. Papio did
yes.
not pull it off well enough, so we don't buy them because they are cheesy compared
yes.
with the Birk. But those look like they might be the winner for me. But tell me about the step. What's about the step and how does it keep you? Does it keep you in that mindset and that state of presence?
I think it does a little bit just because I'm focusing on walking slowly.
Yeah.
Just so, I mean, you're more, I think, in this specific situation, you're more approachable if you're walking slowly because you can tell that I'm not just another shopper here.
Yes, that is so true. And do you know the other thing? You're in the middle. So it's like you're using this passage as your runway.
Yes, so it's just a way to separate myself from the people around me. Because if I was just walking through all the different aisles right next to the clothes really quickly.
Yes, that's
just
so true.
Like I'm just really fancy to go shopping.
Yes, that's so true. But it is. You set yourself apart and made yourself the key component, but without it being pretentious at all.
It's just a
focal point.
Yes. Just a small, slight difference just to differentiate yourself from others, even without trying to announce anything and take attention away, just being in your own lane.
Now I have to ask a fashion question. How much is the whole ensemble?
The whole ensemble, I'm not sure about the shoes, but the dress is
$8,300. Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious, but worth every dollar because there's this beautiful aesthetic, and for those of us who are on camera a lot, that would be a really knockout aesthetic. How does it feel?
It's very comfortable. It's none of the weight in the dress is in the shoulders at all.
Mm.
It's because there's, instead of a corset, it's like an elastic corset
around
your ribs. So the whole dress kind of sits on that. And so you're not going to get like those shoulder strap lines. Or by the end of the night, you're not going to be like, oh, these are digging into my shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. I wondered about that.
Yeah, so it's very light on top.
I wonder if they use New Zealand leather. I'm a little partial but as a New Zealander, but beautiful. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure and an honor speaking to you. You taught me so much.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking with me.
Oh, my pleasure. You've been listening to The Sage Sayers. Thank you to my coaches for inspiring every episode. Thank you also to my excellent producer, Dota Nagini, and my friend, of course, who brings elegant edits every time. And if you'd like to reach out to me for coaching, training, or to become a guest on the show, email me at hangingrockmedia@gmail.com. Visit my website, hangingrockcoaching.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn via the show notes. Bye-bye for now. Oh,